Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
So I want you to turn with me tonight to the book of Titus, chapter number 3. And I'll be quick tonight. I won't be very long at all. And we'll see what the Lord would say to us from His Word tonight. So Titus chapter number 3. I want to read a few verses here. Verse 5 is where I'm headed. That'll be our text verse tonight. But let's start in verse number 1 and read down through the Scripture tonight. Amen. Titus chapter number 3 and verse 1. If you found your place, would you say amen? Now that I know that you can, I hope you'll do that periodically throughout the message tonight. Amen? So I know you can, all right? Titus chapter number 3 and verse number 1, the Bible says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we are ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. I love verse 4. But after. But after. Man, I love that. You see, in verse number 3, it speaks of the old man, who we used to be, who we were before the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, in verse number 4, the verse starts out, but after. Amen. I'm glad after. Amen. The Lord saved my soul. He changed me and made a new creature out of me. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. If you write in your Bibles, I would encourage you tonight to underline that word, regeneration. And I want to talk to you a little bit tonight on the doctrine of regeneration. The doctrine of regeneration, it means to be born again. It speaks of our spiritual birth into the family of God. We're given a brand new life, spiritually renewed. The word regeneration is mentioned only 2 times in our King James Bible. Once in Matthew 19, where the Bible speaks of the nation Israel and the world being regenerated when Christ returns. Also, it's mentioned here in our text tonight, where the Bible speaks of sinners being regenerated when they trust in Jesus Christ. I want to say something to you tonight with the help of God. When a man is born again, we are introduced to a new man. Amen. We're not the same person that we used to be. I want to say we see a new man. Amen. We see this man's forgiveness. I'll be honest with you tonight, church. I've never fully understood how God could forgive me of the wicked man that I once was. I'm not perfect by no means now. I have not apprehended. I sin on a daily basis. But can I tell you, when I was lost and undone without God, I was filthy. I was decrepit. Amen. I was wicked. I was wrought. I was empty. I was void. I did not think much of God. I'd never give Him much thought. I want to say it wasn't something that I was born into. It was not who my family was. I want to say one night as a 10-year-old boy, I learned something about forgiveness. Amen. I was a new man forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't really understand why He would forgive me knowing how I really was. Knew everything about me. Knew every deed I ever done. Knew every wicked thought I had ever conceived in my mind. And yet He chose to forgive me of my sins. Honey, if we ever get past that, we've missed the boat. Hey, think about how you used to be, but after the Lord Jesus Christ, you was regenerated, born again, saved by the grace of God. We stand before Him this evening as a forgiven sinner. Amen. I want to say, well, I thank God for the forgiveness of the new man. The Bible says in Colossians chapter number 2 and verse 13, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." I'm glad I'm forgiven. Woo! I said, I'm glad I'm forgiven, thank God. Romans chapter number 4, verse number 7, the Bible says this, saying, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered." So I'd say the regenerated man is a new man. We see his forgiveness. I want to say this, the new man's forgiveness. Then we see the new man's family. He's got a new family. Born into the family of God. Has a new birthday. A spiritual birthday. I want to say I can't remember a whole lot about January the 14th, 1984. But can I tell you, I can just about tell you every minute detail of that summer night as a 10-year-old boy. I went down a two-fold child of the devil headed for hell and come up a child of the King headed for heaven. Saved. A new creature in Christ, regenerated. There was a conversion made in my soul that day that I never got over. I love the song Brother Simpson wrote years ago. I've never got over what Jesus put under the blood. Woo! That does something for me. I'm telling you tonight, I thank God I stand before you forgiven. Amen. Amen. The new man. His forgiveness, his new family. Amen. I've got a new father. Amen. I've got new brothers and new sisters. Can I get an amen right there? And we're blood kin. Amen. I said we're blood kin. I want to say this. The same blood that washed my sin away, washed your sin away. Amen. The new family, Romans 8 and 14. The Bible says this. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." I like this. Romans 8, 16, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Amen. After being regenerated, born again, saved by the grace of God, we are the children of God. Now this world will tell you that we're all the children of God, but that is not the truth. We're all the creation of God. Created in the likeness of God, but only those of us that have been regenerated, saved, born again, we are the children of God. I want to say it to you, we see the new man's forgiveness, the new man's family. But I had to pin this one down. We see the new man's future. Amen. I thank God. Hey, look, at one point in my life, I had nothing to look forward to but a devil's hell. But can I tell you, on that star-struck summer night, the Spirit of God convicted my soul and showed me I was lost and undone without God, and He saved me by His grace. I want to say my eternity was detoured. No longer am I headed to hell, but thank God, I'm headed to heaven. As Brother May said, I'm heaven bound with a hammer down. I want to take a bus load with me. I want to say to you tonight, thank God, the new man, his forgiveness, his family, and his future. Amen. We see the new man. Then we see this, a regenerated man has a new message. Can I get an amen? We see the new man. We see the new message. I want to say this. That new message is a message of love. Amen. It's a message of love. I remember when God saved my soul. I went to school and I began to tell my teachers what the Lord had done for me. I just couldn't get it out, what God had done for me on the inside. And I began to talk to my teachers about how God had saved my soul. It was a message of love. Amen. Mark 12, verse 30, the Bible says this. The Bible says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." I like that. I like what the Bible said in Luke 6:27. Amen. Luke 6:27, The Bible says this, I'm telling you, regenerated man, I have a new message. God will change his vocabulary. Amen. 627 says this. But I say unto you, which whore, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. I remember a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, me and Elijah went to the McDonald's in Mount Airy. And I love their coffee. Man, I love it. And when I pulled in there, there was this guy backing up. And as I pulled in and he backed up, we just about hit one another. Well, he laid on his horn and he began to obnoxiously blow that horn at me. Really frustrated me, to be honest with you. And I'm going to keep this rated B for Bible. Amen. He began to give me some sign language. Amen. And I looked at my son, and I looked at this rascal, and I thought, ain't no sense in all that. And the Lord keeps me on a short chain. Can I get an amen? I pulled up to the screen there, and I ordered my coffee, my McMuffin, and we pulled up to the window. And that dear saint of God, I guess she was, she said, "We're today they're paying it forward, and the individual in front of you just bought your meal." And I looked up in my rearview mirror, and there that rascal sitting. Yeah, the same one that just blowed his horn and told me howdy. He was looking at me. What really crossed my mind was I can pay for it in this wind and pick it up in that. I thought, you know what? I'm going to show my boy right here. It's easy to be good to people that love you and treat you right. But it makes a bigger statement if you love them that treat you wrong. And I bought that man's meal, and I don't know what he did with it. I don't know if he threw it in the floorboard or out. I don't know, but I do know this. When he pulled up to get it, he had to think about it. I want to say this, the regenerated man, I have a new message. It's a message of love. It's a message of light. I said it's a message of light. I want to say when people come to you, friend, you ought to have an uplifting, encouraging, spiritually motivating, something to say to them. If people come to you and they're always leaving depressed, you ain't got the right message. I want to say this to you. It ought to be a message of love. It ought to be a message of life. The Lord Jesus Christ said in the book of John, he said, I am the light of the world. Light is a very powerful thing, by the way. Did you know light promotes growth? Amen. And if your new message is that of light, it will promote spiritual growth in your life. You take a little old seed and you put it in some soil and you water it real good, stick it under a growth light, and before you know it, that seed will germinate and it'll begin to grow. A light produces growth. Not only does it produce growth, but it yields a warning. Amen. Me and Miss Carla went to the Outer Banks a few weeks ago, and we went to Cape Hatteras to the lighthouse. And it was dark that night, and there in the distance, I could see that light flashing and going around like this right here. And I got to reading about that lighthouse, and what it was doing, it was warning the ships out on the Atlantic Ocean that they was nearing the shore. Y'all didn't get that. I said that light warned those ships that were out there on the ocean that they was nearing the shore. I want to say as Christians, our message should be that of love. It should be that of light. We should comfort one another with the word of God. Hey, we're nearing the shore, and honey, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to be as long as it has been, and we'll make it to the other side. A regenerated man, he's a new man. He has a new message. Amen. He should have a message of love, of light, of life. He should have a message of life. John 10:10. Amen. I love it. Amen. John 10:10, the Bible says this. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Woo! I'm saying you thank God. That new message, it ought to be that of love, of light, of life, amen. The regenerated man, he's a new man with a new message. And then I'd say this tonight, he has a new master. I would say this, he has a familiar master. Amen. In other words, he's close to him. I said he's close to him. He's familiar with him. The Bible says this in Proverbs 18:24. I'm talking about a familiar master. Amen. I'm talking about somebody that's close. I'm talking about somebody that's real close. The Bible says this, 18:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I want to say a regenerated man. He's a new man with a new message, but he has a new master, a friendship that he's never experienced before, a closeness, amen, that he's never known before. I want to say my best friend, his name King Jesus, amen. I want to say it to you, he's close, closer than a brother, amen. I want to say this. He's a familiar master. He's close. I want to say this. He's confident. Amen. He's the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3, if you want to look it up. I want to say this. He's a familiar master. I want to say this. He's a faithful master. Hey, I said he's a faithful master. God has kept every single promise that he's ever made. I believe I'll just walk on and hold on to the unseen hand of God and trust him at his word and hold true to his promises and serve him. Amen. I want to say something to you tonight. He's trustworthy. I can't ask you for trust. I have to earn your trust. Trust takes time. Amen. And when you acquire somebody's trust, you do that by proving yourself to be faithful time after time after time again. And I want to say this. Let's go back to the very day that God saved my soul. He's been trustworthy. He's never let me down a single time. Not one little time, not one big time, not any time. He's trustworthy. I want to say, hey, I've got a new master now that I've been saved by the grace of God. And I want to say this evening, he's familiar. He's forgiven. Amen. He's forgiven. I want to say this. He pardoned my past. The pardoner, the governor. Amen. Pray for ours. Somebody say amen right there. I want to say this. The governor has the power to acquit any prisoner of all these charges by signing these pardons. I want to tell you what happened when I got saved by the grace of God. The judge, which is my father, I said, my father's the judge. Amen. I want to say something to you. Hey, he pardoned my past. He acquitted me of all my sin, all my charges. I was guilty, a sinner by birth. But thank God that the God of all glory, the sovereign judge, he said, forgiven. I want to say this. He's a forgiven master. He signed my pardon. I want to say this. He made me a promise. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Here's the promise. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. It's a promise. I said it's a promise. I'm telling you tonight that our forgiven Father, hey, our Master, he's the partner. He's also the promise keeper. I want to say this. He's forgiven. Amen. He's a familiar master, a forgiven master. I want to say this. He's a faithful master. He's trustworthy. He's truth. John 14. Amen. The Bible says this in verse number 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but my me. I'd say this as we come to a conclusion tonight. What is regeneration, preacher? Let me emphasize to you tonight what regeneration is. It's an inward washing that shines from to the outside. I said it's an inward washing that shines from to the outside. Amen. It's the spiritual change wrought in a man by the Holy Spirit, by which he becomes the possessor of a new life. It is a change in our moral and our spiritual nature. It is the change from the state of depravity or spiritual death to that of spiritual life. My question to you is this, dear friend. Have you ever been regenerated, changed, converted? Amen. If you're the same person tonight that you were before you got saved, there's a kink in your hose somewhere. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You say, what is regeneration? It's being born again. Have you ever done what the Lord told Nicodemus to do in John 3? He said on numerous occasions, you must be born again. And I want to tell you something tonight. I baptized a piano player today. Just got saved a little over a year ago. Oh, she's going through the motions. Been faithful her whole life. But you know what? She'd never been born again. I want to ask you a question tonight. Has there ever been a change in your life? If you're the same person that you've always been, I'd check up. I'd get real near God, and I'd begin to inventory my life, and I'd make sure that I got what I claimed I had. You must be born again. I want to ask you a question tonight. You ever been changed? You ever been changed? I want to say this. God changed me when He saved me. If we look at the fruits of the Spirit, I now possess them because I have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I love people now. I used to not. I'm just being honest. When I see a face, I see a soul. I do. And I know that their eternal destiny is one of two places, heaven or hell. And I pray that God would help me to be a stepping stone in their spiritual life, and that I could lead them in the right direction and tell them that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I want to tell you something tonight, church. There has to be a change. If there's never been a change, something's wrong somewhere. And I'm just echoing what some of my heroes have said down through the years. But boy, it's truth, and the truth will stand. If you can live your life any old way, do what you want to do, and there ain't never any consequences for it, something ain't right. I thank God every once in a while that the Holy Spirit shows me where I need to straighten up and get back where I need to be. You know what that is? That's affirmation that I belong to Him. For those whom He loveth, He chasteneth. Amen. And I got five right there. Four boys and one precious little girl. And every once in a while we got to jerk a chain. Take them down behind the woodshed. Amen. I don't do that because I enjoy that. I do that because I love them. And I want them to be good men and good women one day that God can use with a servant's heart that loves the Lord. God help us to not only claim a change, but live the change.